I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. There seem to be some people who think that it's a film critic's dearest wish for a film to be bad, that we're on some kind of power trip, and every time a flaw crops up while we're watching, we do a little mental happy dance because it gives us a chance to fling our vitriol one more time. This is frankly BS. Who the hell wants to be stuck for 2 hours watching a bad film? Not me. Something of the opposite does occur, though, I think. You go into a film really wanting it to succeed and will twist your brain into pretzels trying to convince yourself that what you're seeing is better than it actually is. At some point, though, the preponderance of evidence builds to a level that you have to concede the battle and admit failure. That's never a pleasant feeling. That was my experience with How to Train Your Dragon 2. The original How to Train Your Dragon, released in 2010, is a fantastic film, one of DreamWorks' best, if not their best. It combined superlative animation and character design with an engaging story that was peppered with lots of cleverly staged set pieces. Coming from their work on Lilo and Stitch, directors Dean DeBlois and Chris Sanders took their skill at creating creatures that can be fearsome, yet appealing, and put it all into the combined feline and avian behaviors of Toothless, the dragon that allows the young Viking Hiccup to demonstrate to his village that the flying, flame-spewing lizards they've been battling for generations are more than just deadly predators. And the film was beautiful, a rare deployment of 3D filmmaking that used the process for more than just cheap thrills. The beauty is still there in How to Train Your Dragon 2. Dean DeBlois, now scripting and directing on his own, fills the screen with stunning imagery, incredibly convincing character performances, and a veritable swarm of dragons in all their variety and glory. There's rarely a moment when the visuals aren't ravishing, and the 3D is still a textbook example of how to use the technology for dramatic impact. But the storytelling is a mess. In many ways, the failures here parallel the failures of The Amazing Spider-Man 2. In one way, it exactly parallels Spider-Man's failure. But since that involves a plot spoiler that's horrendously handled in both films, I can't talk about it here. Those of you who have seen Spider-Man will probably know what I'm talking about. But from a more general point of view, there's just too much stuff thrown into the hopper without any apparent thought to forming it into a single compelling narrative. There's a warlord with a dragon army, an amoral pirate with a thriving business in dragon wrangling, our hero Hiccup's reunion with his long-absent mother, now a kind of Diane Fossey of the dragons, a fiercely bemasked warrior Diane Fossey, plus, all the supplementary, mostly comic relief characters to deal with. The dialogue is cliché-ridden and clunky, key characters drop out of focus, only to return when somebody apparently remembers we haven't been seeing what they've been doing for a while, and while there are some genuinely affecting moments here, there are others that just fall flat. You find yourself, overall, not caring about the stakes involved. And still, I hesitate to dismiss the film completely. It is an incredible work of animation art, which distinguishes what DeBlois is doing from director Mark Webb's indifferent approach to his Spider-Man films. DeBlois may have blown the storytelling aspect, but visually, there's a lot to feast on here. Doesn't quite mean that How to Train Your Dragon 2 clears the bar as a satisfying film-going experience. It's essentially a failure, and that gives me no pleasure to say. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at CineFantastique Online. Check out what you missed by going to cfqonline.com.